This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 534,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, nearly 130,000 of them in the United States. The number of global infections jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number is at nearly 2.9 million. In the U.S., cases are approaching 3 million. As we just said, the highest tally in the world and double the infections reported in the second most affected country, Brazil. Case numbers are rising in 39 U.S. states, according to a Reuters analysis. 16 states have posted new record daily case counts this month, including Florida, which confirmed a record high of 11,000 in a single day. That's more than any European country reported in a single day at the height of the crisis there. As health experts caution the public not to gather in crowds to celebrate Independence Day over the weekend, U.S. President Donald Trump asserted without evidence that 99% of U.S. coronavirus cases were totally harmless. Monday, Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, has begun a two-week self-isolation period after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. A spokesman said he went into isolation on the advice of his doctors after one person in his inner circle tested positive for the new coronavirus. The president has tested negative for COVID-19, but, quote, has elected to take this measure out of the abundance of caution, end quote. The world's largest temporary COVID-19 hospital opened in India Sunday as the country battles with accelerating cases of the respiratory disease. It has a capacity of 10,000 beds. India's infection numbers keep rising. Officials say it is not expected to peak for several more weeks, and experts predict they will pass the 1 million figure this month. India is the fourth worst affected country globally and faces another challenge with predicted heavy rains. This is VOA News. The central Chinese city of Wuhan, epicenter of the new coronavirus pandemic, raised its flood alert level Monday as torrential rain and thunderstorms battered parts of that country, including the Yangtze River on which it sits. Wuhan upgraded its emergency flood response to level 2 from level 3. That's the second highest on its 4-tier scale. This after days of heavy downpours submerged many of the roads. Authorities warned in March Wuhan and other flood-prone cities on the middle reaches faced higher than usual levels of rainfall this year. Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to free electors from state laws that use penalties to force them to support the candidate who prevails in the state's popular vote. This is part of the complex electoral college system that decides the U.S. president. The justices unanimously declined to endorse the discretionary power of electors just months before the November 3rd presidential election. The justices ruled in favor of Washington State and Colorado, which had imposed penalties on several so-called faithless electors who defied pledges in 2016 to vote for the winner of their state's popular vote. China urged France Monday to guarantee a fair and just environment for its companies after Paris decided to restrict licenses for telecom operators using 5G technology from Huawei. The United States and Australia have banned the company from their 5G networks, with the U.S. raising concerns the company's technology could be used by China to spy on other countries. The Financial Times reported Monday Britain could decide this month to phase out the company's equipment from its system. Monday, Europe's trade commissioner said the European Union will take decisive action against the United States if it is unwilling to settle a long-running dispute over aircraft subsidies and presses ahead with a series of new trade investigations. The trade disagreement dating back to 2004 over subsidies for Europe's Airbus and U.S. plane maker Boeing is drawing to a conclusion at the World Trade Organization. It has already awarded Washington the right to impose duties on $7.5 billion of European goods related to subsidies given to Airbus, but is only expected to rule in September what retaliation Europe can take over support for Boeing. Iran's hardline lawmakers plan to summon the president for questioning, a move that could ultimately lead to impeachment, according to media reports Monday. This amid growing discontent over the government's economic policies. A motion to question President Hassan Rouhani was signed by 120 out of 290 lawmakers and handed to the presiding board of the assembly. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.